It's Bruce again from the Willows. Today, the title is Do You Know God Personally? A couple of weeks ago, we had Who is God? And then last week, we had What is God Like? And Can We Be Sure We Know Him? And so today, Do We Know God Personally? And can I just tell you that next week we'll be coming away from those type of subjects and looking at other problems that we have. And next week we're going to look at why does God allow suffering? And the week after that, what happens when illness comes? But now, do we know God personally? There are 4 points that explain how we can enter into a personal relationship with God and experience the life for which we were created. So here we are, number one. God loves you, He loves us, and He created us to know Him personally. God loves us. God wants us to know Him. This is the way we have eternal life, to know the only one true God and Jesus Christ personally. Do we know many people? Do we know so many people who do not know God personally? Why they do not have a loving and personal relationship with Him? What can we do about it? Do we have a personal relationship with God? If not, have we any idea of what we are missing? Number two, we are separated from God by our sin, so we cannot know Him personally or experience His love until we deal with this sin. And the great thing is, He deals with it for us. What is sin? We were created to live in a personal relationship with God, but we rejected Him and the relationship was broken. This rejection of God is what the Bible calls sin. Hence, there is a gap between us and God. We may try to bridge this gap through doing good, with helping others, with going to church occasionally. But all our efforts cannot deal with the barrier of our rejection. So what is the answer? Number three, Jesus is God's solution to that problem. Jesus is unique. Jesus died in our place. Jesus came back to life. All this proves who Jesus is, and He is the only way to know His Father. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus is the bridge. He is the way. But it is not enough to just know that fact. And so number four, we must each one respond by asking Jesus to come into our lives. Then we can know God personally and experience His love and forgiveness. So then, we must accept Jesus. John 1 verse 12, to all who believed Him and accepted Him, He gave the right to become the children of God. Isn't that a wonderful promise? So accepting Jesus involves being sorry for our rejection of Him in our lives. Jesus promises to come into our lives when we accept Him. Revelation 3, verse 20. I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. So, we have a choice. Just listen to this prayer. Lord Jesus, I want to know you personally. I'm sorry for going my own way instead of your way. Thank you for dying on the cross to forgive my sin. Please come and take first place in my life and make me the person that you want me to be. So, if you want to know God personally and you don't know him already, not in a personal way, then perhaps you'd like to join me in this prayer. Jesus, we ask you to forgive us because we rejected you. We ask you, Lord, to enter into our lives, to give us the salvation, the forgiveness of sins, the new life that you can give us. Lord, we want to open our door. We want to open our hearts that you may come in and that we then will have that wonderful and personal relationship with you. Oh Lord, this is our prayer. Amen.